Hello, I'm your host Andrea. Welcome to Health Chat, where I talk about small actions to improve your mindset. A series of tips to accomplish and start feeling happy and confident. For today's episode, it is about coping with workload stress. We have all had the moment in our lives where we feel drowned in work. So for today's podcast, I want to give you some tips on how to handle yourself during those times. Firstly, it is important to note that I am not a health doctor. Everything I say in this podcast is based on research as well as personal experience. Although we all know the common effects of work stress like irritation, tiredness, low mood, and lack of motivation, based on the American Psychological Association, work stress can also harm your physical and emotional health. This kind of stress can lead to depression and anxiety, and even make people deal with it in an unhealthy way. So how can we deal with something that is bound to happen? First of all, it's important to take a step back and really analyze the workload. I don't know if this also happens to you, but when I feel so stressed because I have several assignments due, I overcomplicate the situation by getting it in my head really stressed out, thinking it's too much to handle. When really, it's just a matter of stepping back and organizing yourself. So that's my first tip. Organize your tasks. Starting with the most important and prioritize one by one. So this is how it works. Write down all the things you need to do for the week in a paper. Now you reorganize them by due dates and the amount of time you need to invest in each one. Now it's reorganized, but still it can look like a long list, and even that overwhelms me at times. So now divide the list. Make three tasks a day your priority. Then if you finish before, you can get a head start on the next three tasks you need to complete. This way, you're mentally prepared to complete three tasks, putting in all your effort in those tasks instead of looking at a long list where you might not even know where to start. Now connecting to your inner self. Another tip I can give you is to take your time to recharge. If you're not in the best state, it's hard for your work not to reflect that. So taking a couple of minutes to switch off. This could mean waking up a little early to enjoy a coffee, or go out for a walk, or even just chill and disconnect from work. This connects to my next tip, and it is to learn how to relax in your time to disconnect from your work-related stuff. I mean, you do you. You probably know what type of activities would work best for you to relax. But in case you want ideas, I recommend meditation or deep breathing exercises. I, for once, do them not necessarily in the mornings, but when I find myself irritated or overwhelmed, I try to take a minute for myself, practice my breathing exercises, and then go back to work. What is so wonderful about these practices is that you're putting your focus and energy in yourself, in things you want and make you happy. This can change your mindset completely for the rest of your tasks, since you have given yourself the importance it deserves. Last tip is to ask for help when you really need it. There is nothing wrong with asking some classmates or coworkers if they can give you some guidance on the work to make your life easier. These are just some tips that I find helpful, but there are many other ways you can cope with the stress workload can give you. So if there's some other things you do and recommend, I would love to hear them. You can tell me all about it on my Instagram at BeYourBalance. That is all for me today. I hope this has helped you. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of the week. Talk to you next Monday here in Health Chat. Bye!